Why are there ridges on Reese's peanut butter cups? Probably so they never slip from her hands. Could you imagine? I'd lose it. Luckily, Reese's thought about that. Wonder what else they think about. Probably chocolate and peanut butter.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Deirdre Malumbi, pop culture and entertainment journalist, is with me in studio today. Deirdre, will 2025 be a big year for movies?
It's funny because I was asked to talk about the movies that we're most looking forward to. But as I was going through this list, I was like, I don't know if I'm particularly looking forward to a lot of these. It's a lot of sequels. It's a lot of continuation of franchises. And I suppose like I'm really starting to feel quite weary with them. But at that, you know, I always am of the opinion that you have to watch these movies first, before you have an opinion.
Well, this is the one I think that when I was chatting to people today in the office about what they want to see, it was probably the most frequently mentioned.
For years, you've been running, but you can't escape what's coming.
How many lives will you destroy, Ethan, before you realize you've already lost?
This isn't just another mission, Ethan. It's suicide.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
Yep, so that was Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which we will be getting here on May 21st. A lot of the usual faces are coming back. We're going to see Tom Cruise, Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames, Vanessa Kirby, returning from the last installment, which was Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Yeah, this was going to be called Part 2, but they kind of renamed it, I suppose, to like big up the fact that, is this the final Mission Impossible? I don't know if I believe it. But Hayley Atwell, and Pom Clementeef from that movie, they're coming back for this one as well. Interestingly enough, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 holds the record for being one of the most expensive films ever made. Why? It had a budget of $291 million, but it was actually considered not a massive box office success. It made $570.6 million at the box office, but it came out at the same time as Barbenheimer, so that ended up stealing a lot of box office receipts from it.
This is another one people talking about today.
If you could just get up there one more time, use that music in the right way.
The right way? Did you ever listen to the music you're telling me not to play? Songs were supposed to stand the test of time.
You're making quite a noise down there.
Who wrote this?
We're getting a glimpse of the future. These are elements.
I want to know which side he's on.
What do you want to be?
So that's Bob Dylan, a complete unknown, and you have Timothy Chalamet in the role. I'm quite curious to see how he's going to do, because obviously Bob Dylan is such a massive musical icon. But I did watch him in Wonka, not last Christmas now, but the Christmas before. And he did kind of impress me with, you know, carrying off a role as iconic as, you know, Willy Wonka, previously played by Gene Wilder. And he can sing. So hopefully that'll be good. We're actually getting that later this month, so it won't be too long a wait for it. But it's funny, you know, for a while there, musical biopics were kind of a guaranteed successful genre. I'm not sure if that's the case anymore. Like, you think of last year's Bob Marley biopic or Back to Black about Amy Winehouse. Those didn't get particularly great reviews. So I'm not 100% sure how this one is going to work out. But look, I'm curious. And it's James Mangold directing. He previously did Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix, which is fabulous.
Yeah, so this is the most. This is the one that'll be the most recent one. Of the movies,
exactly,
around the cinema, isn't it?
Yeah, and that kind of like, you know, musical biopic genre. You know how we were getting like Bohemian Rhapsody and, you know, Rocket Man and all of those for a while. So again, we're kind of seeing like the same tried and tested method coming out
Speaking of the same thing, I was a fan, definitely. Like, I really enjoyed the first and second of this, but I don't know. Is this the third? Maybe it's the fourth. Who knows?
In life, there are memories that will never leave us.
I like you, just as you are.
But sometimes those memories are suddenly all we're left with.
Bridget, you're a widow with two wonderful children. You just have to get laid.
It's been 4 years now.
You're effectively a nun. A very, very naughty nun.
I've set you up on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
Bridget Jones' Diary. Hang on a second. Like, I've definitely seen the first and second. So what, this is the fourth, Deirdre?
This is the fourth, yeah. The third one was Bridget.
So what happened during the third?
She had a baby. Bridget Jones's baby.
Oh, I missed this.
Yeah. It's right. Actually quite lovely. Yeah, yeah. So I quite like the third one. I'm not a big fan of the second one. And of course, the first is an absolute classic. You know, so many families and women like rewatch it at Christmas. So there is something about Bridget Jones that is like timeless, that is very charismatic. Exactly. Now, one thing that people are a bit nervous about is the fact that like Darcy is dead for this particular installment. Now, that is what happened in the books as well. Darcy actually passes away and Bridget Jones has to kind of build up her life again without him. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of tackle that. I don't know if feature films always handled the idea of like, you know, grief and widowhood very well, because I mean, it's kind of hard to get that like nuance as well as like kind of introducing like new love and romantic interests. In this case, we have Chiwetel Ejiofor and Leo Woodall, who people might recognize for One Day. So the film is also doing this whole idea, and we've seen it in a few movies like starring Nicole Kidman, and we saw an Anne Hathaway example of this last year. But this whole older woman dating a younger man kind of narrative is like making its way into a lot of movies now. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle it.
Bridget Jones still played by the very same.
So of course, yeah. Renee Zellweger, she will be back. She's an Oscar-winning actress now, sure.
Yeah,
having done Judy. And this is coming out on Valentine's Day, so perfect timing.
Not too long. Do you know, I'm not overly enthused by any of these. You're yet to recommend one that I'm going to say, oh my God, I have to see this in the cinema. But maybe this might entice some of you.
I'm so looking forward to seeing your mother again. When I'm with her, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English.
But isn't she American?
Exactly.
Of course, we did hear the late, great Maggie Smith in that clip there. Downton Abbey, there is going to be a third Downton Abbey movie. Now, I absolutely love the Downton Abbey series, but I feel a bit similar to the show as I do for the Sex and the City series, which is like, why didn't we just leave those shows?
Just know, I never got into this.
Yeah.
Downton I love Abbey. The Crown, but not Downton Abbey.
Oh, it's fabulous. I binged it over COVID and I just absolutely loved it from start to finish.
So yeah, I'm not going to be going to see that either.
I will hesitatingly go to check out all of these movies just for the sake of curiosity. And in fairness, another thing they have promised for this particular installment is you would have heard Maggie Smith speaking there. She played the iconic Dowager Countess Violet Crawley in the show. Now, while she won't feature in the movie, they have said that they're going to include a meaningful tribute to her character there. So it might be worth seeing for that alone, because Maggie Smith's such an icon.
Anything else good coming out?
I mean, it's funny. Like, I kind of have like my guilty pleasure film. So I'm looking forward to Freakier Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm looking forward to the Wicked sequel. We're going to get 28 years later. Cillian Murphy is supposedly like coming back for that. New Superman movie, Nosferatu. I'm looking forward for that. That's just come out in cinemas. Robert Eggers is an iconic horror director. So there is kind of some interesting stuff there. But I think that the ones I'll be keeping my eye out for are those kind of indie gems that come out during the year. But look, if sequels and franchises is what you're after, there'll be plenty
to keep
for 2025.
And Betterman, that's a 2024 movie, so is it?
Yeah.
Robbie Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great, actually.
I think that was out kind of around like Christmas Day, Stephen's Day time. So I missed that particular one. I ended up going to see Wicked twice instead, but that is on the list for needing to watch it.
Love it. Deirdre Malumbi, pop culture entertainment journalist. Deirdre, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.